The Texas House scuffled and even threatened gun violence when hundreds of protesters opposing the state's tough new anti-sanctuary cities law launched a very raucous demonstration from the public gallery. More from townhall.com.
Did you party Friday and Saturday night? Make Sunday your recovery day in Wind River Resort and Casinos Hotel. Recover poolside at our hotel every other Sunday, starting Sunday, June 4th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. $2 cover charge, free for all hotel guests. Sunday is your day to relax and recover at Wind River Resort and Casino. Round out the weekend with poolside DJ entertainment, food and drink specials, prize drawings, and giveaways. Recovery Sundays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. Poolside. Recovery Sundays. It's better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Linda's on assignment this morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Good Munzu Day.
Munzu Day? Yeah. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday. The week's almost over.
It's a Tuesday that feels like a Monday.
I know what's going to happen is you're going to forget tomorrow because you're going to think it's Tuesday.
Yeah, no doubt.
For hump day.
64 degrees in Redding right now, and a little bit of a – we got quite a day ahead. 87 will be our high. Partly cloudy skies by midday, and we could see rain by tonight, believe it or not.
Rain?
Not lots of rain, but enough to be noticeable.
Wet us down?
Yeah, and raise the humidity into uncomfortable territory. Intervals of cloud and sunshine. The high tomorrow, only 78 degrees, so it doesn't look like we – move back up into the century zone. Let's see here, looking ahead. Probably by next Monday, we'll be edging back up near the 100-degree mark. Middle of next week, it gets pretty toasty.
It's June this week.
Yeah.
Come on, man. June. It's June this week.
And so we've got a roller coaster ahead, but look for a possibility. If you've set the chaise lounges out, you may want to
tomorrow's
them
the first
back
of
in.
June.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
Nearly half the year a shot.
Ooh, I say. Okay, last night, this is something for all of you environmentalists out there. You ready for this? Last night, we went over to our friend's home, Lori and Rick. They have the abalone attack. What happens is they go to pick up abalone twice a year. They're not divers. They're rock pickers. They go over to the coast. And they sent us a photo this year of just dozens of abalone out of the water, you know, where the tide's gone out. And he said he's never seen anything like it. So many abalone. So many. And they were, when the tide went out, they were there. I mean, they didn't even have to go under the water to pick them off.
Just take your pry bar?
And he said, yeah, the pry bar. And he said, and here's the thing is, he said, you know, abalone, you know, They've harvested abalone, and they just, you know, you get three a day, and you can't have any more than 12. They got new limits. They started the season a month later and ended it a month earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be our only abalone alert that we've had we'll have for the year. And I tell you, you know, an abalone, what you do is you take it and you slice it and then you pound it out. And, you know, like one abalone or two abalone can feed like eight people.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. Because then you bread it, and then you flash fry it, you know.
Yeah.
Just, you know, in and out. And it's like that. And it's great.
Good abalone steak is, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, so what he's saying, he says he's never seen it like this. And the abalone are not so thick. They're kind of thin, which means it's harder for them to hang on to the rocks, you know, with the suction. So we looked it up, and he was talking about it, and he said, you know, you can say it's algor, or you can say it's other things, but the algae, the kelp, which is what they feed on, it's gone away because for a variety of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
The sea stars or whatever they are that used to eat the urchins who ate this. You know, I mean, everything has, you know, the whole environmental cycle has changed. So what you have is they think is that the reason they have so many of them in close is that they're not strong enough to withstand storms. And they get taken off they get knocked off of other rocks, and they just get pushed back in further.
Hmm.
So it's interesting, but, you know, but the kelp beds are gone. And they've been under, you know, the kelp beds for a variety of reasons since 2014.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting because when he said, well, did you have kelp beds, you know, down in Southern California? I said, yeah, we had a lot of them out. He says, yeah, but those are the ones that further out. I think those are okay, but the ones that are in close to shore that the abalone eat are just, you know, they're just decimated.
I believe that, yes, the climate has changed, and the climate has always changed over time. This is why Yosemite Valley no longer has glaciers in Yosemite.
I'm not
saying that man is the only source of this change.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is I'm sure we played some kind of part, but this change, whatever it was, is so now, I mean, you get a photograph of abalone. I'll try and pull it up. That there's like a dozen in the photo, all of them out of the water. I said, was this underwater, you know, photography? I said, because I was going to say, that's really good. Nope, they were out of the water. Wow.
Speaking of the ocean, that is where I would like to throw the person who smashed the bottles in the alley again this morning. That's been
I'm not sure why that guy does that, or girl.
This is a person who should be thrown in the ocean. I took pictures this morning and post them on Facebook later because this is annoying. You know, you come in, I don't know if they got anger issues or what, but they better hope that some disgruntled citizen doesn't come along while they're in the act.
Why?
If one is completely free of the fear of being thrown in jail for misbehaving.
No, you see, well, that's true. So you get over and thump him, and then he pulls out his cell phone, and he calls the cops and says, this guy in a yellow Jeep just thumped me, and then he just parked right there and went into work. You know, eventually the cops would come over, and they'd say, what happened? And you could say, I told him to stop breaking, and he attacked me.
You know. It's just, you know, what is up with these people? And we are forced to tolerate this behavior because we allegedly have no room to put them.
Well, you know what? We're going to address that in a couple minutes here. But right now, you know what? Memorial Day weekend means so much. And it's not hot dogs or lake parties. And we're going to talk about what happened at the lake and all that. Memorial Day is special. One of the things is that, you know, a lot of times we worked on the first, you know, that last Monday of May, which is the official remembrance of Memorial Day. Well, Memorial Day truly is today, and there's going to be another celebration for those who have given their all, another commemoration of our fallen heroes, and that's today. But the one thing that I do, and I have to say it, if I have 3 days there, is I sleep. I sleep a lot because it seems like you never get enough sleep. And I know you can't catch up on sleep. You can't catch up on sleep. You think, okay, I only got 4 hours last night, well, I'm going to sleep 12 today and catch up. You can't do it. Your body doesn't work that way. But sleeping 8 to 9 hours 3 days in a row just makes you feel great. You know, my sleep number bed is, you know, I can put the settings, the firmness of that mattress. Anyway, one night we slept at 100. Slept well. But Linda noticed it. So I guess I forgot. So down to 40, it went for her, and my sleep number settings 60 or 55, whatever I decide that evening. And then it's another night of sleep. And it's great. You can't get a better night's sleep. J.D. Powers said they're the best mattresses. Well, I don't know who J.D. Powers are, but you do know Linda and I. And we tell you is that the sleep number mattresses are the best way to go if you want some sleep. You, your kids, your family, and right now they're having this great sale. And it is their semi-annual sale where you can get a Queen C2 mattress for only $699.99. Think about that. How much is a good night's sleep worth? And these mattresses last for a long time. Trisha's still talking about hers, and it's almost 15 years old and never had a problem with it. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on down. Try it. You're going to like it. 16 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, 64 degrees, going up to 87 today. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where your customers, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas propane customer. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans.
And another voice joins the great chorus in Rock and Roll Heaven. You will be missed, Greg Allman.
Consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new weight loss powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I want to rock! Get ready to rock the Cascade Theater June 15th to the 24th with the Tony Award-nominated Broadway musical Rock of Ages. Relive the 80s with the music of Styx, Journey, Pat Benatar, Twisted Sister, and more. Get your tickets to Rock of Ages and the VIP after party at the Cascade Box Office, 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Reading weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned, with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive, 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
Protect yourself with Pirate Secret Premium Beard Oil, a legendary potion that keeps your beard smooth and your skin soft. It is the Cadillac of all premium beard oils. No other beard oil contains the protection from the elements like Pirate Secret. Your beard will be cleaner. Plus, it eliminates beard dandruff and can be used as moisturizing, naturally antiseptic aftershave. The best part is, it smells like adventure. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. Find out more at PirateSecret.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. 7:20 in the morning. May the 30th, last day of May. Memorial Day is officially today. It's the last Monday is observed officially. But officially, the Memorial Day date is of
traditionally,
today.
Yeah.
Traditionally. It was made that date in 1971. It started in 1868 with General John General John Logan, who was a northern general, who was head of a large, a large group or club or organization of northern soldiers, said that he called for a national day of remembrance. And he called for this day, the 30th of May. And eventually all the northern states did that. But in the South, they remained having their own days of remembrance on different dates until after World War One. And then such a horrible war, so many people killed after World War One. All states held this day.
The wars end all wars.
Yeah, yeah, all states held this day for remembrance of those who died in combat, conflict, or from wounds suffered in combat. So, and that's today. And today at 11 o'clock, there's going to be a Memorial Day ceremony out at the Civic Auditorium there in the Veterans Grove, right there in the front. Mike Dahl is going to be the guest speaker, but it's going to be, I think, a very moving. It won't be a long ceremony. But then afterwards, there's a lunch. It's a free lunch for people that who have attended this can go in and have lunch in the shade, by the way, at the Civic Auditorium. So, I'm going to be emceeing it, and I'm honored to emcee it. And I think that every time I've gone to this, it's just been absolutely fabulous. It's being put on by the Shasta County Veterans Affiliation Council. So, you got those guys.
I have to admit that I was on a self-imposed media blackout through the whole weekend and missed several news items, many of which I'm sure you'll be addressing this morning, such as the new city manager.
Oh, I've got that next.
Yeah. Everybody's happy with this choice.
Barry Tiffins. Well, you know, the thing about it is he was announced as our new city manager, and he was in the final four there. And there had been rumblings that it wasn't going to be a unanimous vote, and from what I understand, it wasn't. It was 4-1. I thought there was going to be another dissident in there, according to something somebody told me. And here's the thing is, they made the announcement on a Friday afternoon of a 3-day weekend. I mean, this is typical. I mean, this is like
this
Washington,
D.C. Reading.
That is like a Washington, D.C., ploy where, okay, let's make the announcement on the 3-day weekend when everybody's going out of town or nobody will be around to make statements afterwards. Now, with that in mind, that wasn't Tippin's fault. That was our city council.
Yeah.
So Barry Tippin has been in city government here since 2004. Did you know that?
Barry's a nice guy.
He's worked his way up. He's worked his way up to city manager and then running REU. No, Barry is not a nice guy. But I don't mean that in a bad sense, all right? No, don't take that wrong.
Okay.
Barry can be a cold, tough guy. I think we need that. I think we need somebody that can make a decision. So here, I'm not writing Barry Tippin off just because he's been in the group. I talked to Barry Tippin the last time he was on. And he stood around for like 30 minutes afterwards. And we talked about where Redding's going. Tippin's got some ideas. Now, I don't know why they didn't come out while he was there as assistant city manager or what. But maybe he tried to and it just didn't get past Kurt Starman. But here's the thing is, this is who we have. We are in a mess here. We are in a mess here. Somebody that would take this job, first of all. It's like Poletti coming in to take this job in the midst of everything that was going on, you know, the Pete Hansen quits this job he's had for a couple of decades, quits being the chief of police because he knew what was happening, and he even moved out of California. I don't really blame him for that. But so now you got Barry Tippin. He knows where everything is. He knows where all the skeletons are. He knows how this government works. So now we have to give him a chance to move Reading forward, to get his arms around the building processes and the permitting process and these unfunded liabilities. Now, the first thing I'm going to do today after the show is call Barry Tippin and say, Barry, come on the show and tell us where you're going with this. Yeah. Talk to me. Talk to the audience like you talked to me after the last show. Things that you saw that could be done and have to be done.
Promoting from within does have its advantages. There are a group of people who I'm noting on the chat room that what we have been doing has not been working.
It doesn't
take a genius to see that one. So there is a concern that this is just more of the same old.
Oh, yeah. It says here, he has been second in command during the slide that has us in the current position. When our community is now unsustainable. If he has the answers, why didn't he implement when needed? More of the same. Obviously, what we have, what they think should be done, is not working.
The other question I have is, do we absolutely have to backfill the vacancy the next slot down? Do we have to blow, by the time you factor in all the perks of the position, the best part of $250,000, do we have to fill that slot?
Well, the question is, I believe you do. Now, the question is, how many of those slots below them do you need to fill? How many deputy assistant managers? Who are they? There was Tippin, and who's the other guy? Gary?
I would have
Gary
to look
somebody.
That up, yeah.
Anyway, what, you know, unless that guy goes over to REU, then and they don't hire another deputy assistant city manager, then they don't need to, you know, they don't need another assistant manager. I don't think they do. I think he can handle it.
Yeah.
Because what did the other guy do? I understood what Tippin did because he ran REU. Now, unless the other assistant manager runs over to do REU, and if he does that, then does he need an assistant manager? Yeah. No, not right away. No, he doesn't. If he's got good division heads there, and it's up to him to figure that out. But if his division heads can't handle that and report to him directly, then you get rid of him.
Somebody in the chat room popped up with Greg Clark.
Sorry. Yeah, Greg Clark.
And guys, I don't mean to be insulting. We just have a lot of questions as people who have to live here and drive over broken glass to get
the
work.
You're the guys that wanted the job, so you're the guys that have to do the job. And if you don't do the job, then you need to be replaced. What does Greg Clark do? I'm sure he's got a lot of missions. Now, is he going to go over and take over REU? And if he does, that's great. But then do we need another assistant city manager at $150,000 a year? Salary.
Then you add in
and
all
then the
goodies.
Other thing is how many is he ready? Is he ready to take a really stern look at this and say how important is public safety? Is how much more important than parks is public safety? How much are we ready to go really look at privatization? Are we really wanting to look at privatization? What about and here's the other one? What about the salaries that are being paid at the manager level? Is it time for the city council to sit down with the managers, because they're not under some kind of union, and say, look, you need to take a 10% pay cut. That will hire another cop. Think about it. That would hire another cop. Are you willing to take the pay cut? And if the answer is no, I mean across the board. I'm not talking about just one department. I'm across the board. Give them a 10% pay cut, and that hires another cop. But unfortunately, if we had 100 more cops, we still have the same problem. We have more cops on the street and no place to put them. So you keep arresting them. And the Board of Supervisors is walking on this one. They're walking. They can't find the money. And yet they're collecting their $50,000 a year. That's $250,000 right there. And you can't tell me that's a full-time job. And yet it's still $20,000 more than the average Reddingite makes. And two of them have got pretty good retirements that I know of. I mean, I'm doing it because, it's frustrating out here to a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, and they say, well, you haven't retired. Yeah, and I also have a private business. I'm not in the public. I'm not slopping out of the public trough.
Yeah, and you were popping out of the back of a truck and somewhere in some unnameable place in full pack in 120-degree weather, too. Try that one on. The only people who come close to what you went through are, say, wildland firefighters, you know.
As far as
environmental conditions.
But it was something I chose to do. But it's something I chose to do. Now, my retirement, though, isn't anything close to the California cops or firefighters or any of those guys. I don't get 90%, 95% of 30 years. If I did, my life might be different right now. Anyway, hey, it's 7:30 in the morning. I'm not bitching about that. I'm not bitching about Barry Tippins either. Here's what I'm saying is Barry needs to hit the ground running. He doesn't need to find out how it works. He's been here. He needs to come out with some pretty broad changes. And I can't wait to get him on the show and to hear what he has to say. All right, we're going to be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families too. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Two young men looking to impress two young women invite them to meet their rich auntie at tea. When auntie cancels at the last minute, their male friend steps in and the laughter begins. Riverfront Playhouse presents the comedy Charlie's Aunt by Brandon Thomas, directed by Maria Drake. May 13th through June 10th, Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office, by phone at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the heart of Redding. 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 64 degrees, going up to 87 today. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Phone lines here, 605-4565. And we are streaming live at KCNR 1460.com.
.com.
Okay. When you write things, I have a tendency to slow down and read what you're writing. Hey, we're going to have to hang on there for a second till I get this other stuff done. You've heard about BNT Satellite, locally owned, locally operated. Doug Tooley, who's going to come in and fix our satellite dish here. Our satellite dish has to be moved, I don't know what, incrementally, because the old satellites we're using.
We have to look at a different piece of sky.
We have to look at another piece of sky. And he's going to come in here and do this. We're letting him practice on other satellite dishes or having to do the same thing. He said, no, it's easy. And so we'll get him in here this week to move our satellite dish, to move that so it'll pick up the one. The other one has run out of its time, and whatever happens become space junk up there. And the other one's been turned on.
It will be brought down in a controlled manner. It's it'll burn up almost completely.
Yeah.
Almost being the
They'll drop
course.
It into the ocean, what's left of it. So anyway, but BNT Satellite, don't call the 800 number. This local guy, veteran-owned, gives discounts to veterans, is a great person, first of all. But second of all, he gives great service. You're not going to find a better place for a dish and for your TV needs like this and for watching TV. Give him a call at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. He's got a $39.99 package, too, that you can watch all the TV you want, practically, plus local channels. That's all. Ask him about that package. 241-DISH. 241-3474. Okay, let's go to the phones real quick. And, Gary, I've got a guest here, so it's got to be really quick.
Well, real quick, all I wanted to say was that the city manager that they're going to choose, not considering his qualifications, it was making $189 last year. He's going to make $210 in the new position, and he retires. Can retire at 55, and he's 53 years old now. Doesn't look like they did the prudent search, and we should have had somebody that we're going to get at least 10 years out of.
Really?
Yeah, no, he's 53 years old. You can retire. See,
how many years has he got in, though?
That I can't tell you.
But he probably wants to do the 30 years like everybody else until he gets that 90%, right?
Well, he's worked for Caltrans for years and years before that, so I'd imagine he's probably getting pretty close to it. So are we turning around now in a very short period of time going to have another annuitant just stepping out on us? Not that Barry's not qualified for the job. That's not what I mean.
We're not saying anything like at all like that, you know, because I'm of the kind that says, give him a chance. Let's see what Barry's can do. I mean, he does. You know, who knows that he didn't come up with some ideas that just were shot down by Starman, or he didn't want to make Starman look weird. But, yeah, but we need to find out, hey, is this a 2-year job or is this a 10-year job, Bear?
That's right.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, thanks. Wow.
Hey.
That is one thing about Starman. He served 8, 9 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you need somebody. You know what? To be able to start something and finish something. But we're right here with our Shasta spine specialist, Dr. Samuel J. Carino. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? You know what? I'm just, you know, we're talking before the show starts. And we're talking about the Colt 45s because you're the guy that works on them.
Yes.
Out there. But you learn something new every day. I mean, you know, and they say, how can you go on a show the same day, you know, 2 hours a day? How can you find things to talk about? What about all this? It's easy because the guests I have are just really cool. And you're a perfect example of this. We're talking about how. And when Rick Bassetti was on the other day saying how he wanted the players to learn how to run the team clock, to know what to do, to call the pitches or call what pitches they wanted from the catcher to the pitcher, how to play the game. And you mentioned that, well, yeah, he said that's the way we did it when I was catching. And then you said about the Colt 45s.
Yeah, I've been playing I had played for the Colt 45s the first 2 years of their inception as the catcher, and the evolution of the team prior to that were just local men's baseball team players, and then we evolved into kind of like an all-star team, and then we went into wood bat championships and traveled and so on. So I was the catcher during that era, and then we were we'd travel and play the Crabs, and the Crabs would never leave town, so we'd always go over there and so on. So we had a lot of good times.
Well, now, this was, but this wasn't just college then, right?
No, this was after college.
This was after college. So when did it go into being the college, just all college players?
You know, that was about 6 to 8 years ago.
Okay.
Because actually in 2003, it was starting to become the younger crowd as opposed to the men's adult league type of team that was kind of like a club team.
Uh-huh.
And so only in the last 6 or 8 years, it's become more collegiate summer baseball program.
Okay.
But even 10 years ago, we were rehabbing some of the injured professionals that were released and needing to come back, you know, or trying to come back into the pro arena.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'd come play for us.
Oh, okay. Now, has the Crabs always been a college team? Or are they a college team? They must be a college
team.
Well,
the Crabs have always been something. Even before the 45 started, we would we'd put together a summer all-star team of men that would go play them. And so the Crabs have been basically college summer program for, as far back as I can recall.
Okay, so those were college kids then that you all played.
Yeah, there was nobody over 26 on that team.
And so you go sliding in with your spikes high and teach them how to play in the big leagues?
Yeah.
No. Yes.
They were already doing that.
They were already doing that.
Yeah.
What, it's tough being a catcher.
You know, I wouldn't want to play anything else, really, because I'm in every play, every minute, the whole time.
Giving directions out there.
Calling the game. I'm the basically the boss of the field, you know. So if I want to put something on, it goes on. If the coach wants to put something on, he tells me to put it on.
And if you're a catcher for a big league team, you can finish second in Dancing with the Stars, too.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, well, it worked for him. The guy, you know, from the Cubs. Who is that guy? Just a real likable guy, isn't he? Wasn't he the? He was in Dancing with the Stars, but he's also, I thought, the catcher for the Cubs.
I didn't see it.
Oh, which I can't remember his name now, but he didn't start every game, but he started a lot of games. Okay, maybe I'm wrong, but yeah. Well, anyway.
I'm ringing a bell here.
Okay. Well, go back and look it up now. That's what you do. Go see who finished second in Dancing with the Stars.
How many years ago was this?
This past year. Anyway, so playing catcher is a tough game, though. I mean, I've been looking at your fingers, and they don't look like they're, you know, smashed up.
Yeah, no, I've had some compound dislocated finger, pinky, and on the bare hand and other things, but no knee problems in spite of the years of catching.
Wow.
And had been considered a pretty fast runner for my position, so
that's great.
I'd steal a few bags now and then.
Hey, tell us about what you're doing over there with the 45s now.
Well, you know, at Shasta Spine Specialist, we want to basically have people understand why they need to not jump into surgery.
Okay.
In Shasta County, it's even worse than other places, but surgery is, they said, reportedly 250,000 back surgeries last year. Less than 10% were necessary.
Wow.
So there's alternatives out there, people. And the problem is everybody keeps listening to the surgeon, and all he's doing is sometimes it's for the wrong reasons.
Well, the surgeon, obviously, would hate to think that he's given wrong advice, but this is what he believes, though, from his side.
Yeah, but there's...
From his training. Though.
It's supposed to be the last resort.
Right, right.
And when your resorts are only drugs, prescription drugs, injections, and physical therapy, what about the other options? Massage, chiropractic, acupuncture. There's other alternatives. Some patients don't get to me until 4 years after the incident where their body has remembered the injury now. Oh. And it's become – that makes it a chronic body-brain memory pattern.
Okay, and once that starts?
It's harder to break.
Harder to break. Now, what can you do if you have somebody that comes in with chronic back pain? They've had it for years.
Well, by that point, hopefully they've had some studies done. There might be an MRI. There probably should be some x-rays. There might even be some nerve conduction studies. And based on that information, make a valid decision as to what needs to be done on a non-surgical arena. So somebody with arthritis, osteoarthritis, degenerative joint disease, those are all three the same thing
mm-hmm.
with a different name. I have an 86% success rate at treating that. So depending on the physiology of that condition dictates whether or not the success of chiropractic could be beneficial for it.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Dr. Samuel Carino of Shasta Spine Specialist. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy teaches all over Northern California and Central California. He has about 27 or 26 instructors that work with him throughout California. All of them are professional NRA instructors. All of them have gone through advanced training with Ted Leidy, who is retired Command Sergeant Major of the Army. You can go in, and when you fire, you can count on some of the best concealed carry, most thorough, up-to-date concealed carry training you're going to get, including the latest on laws in California. Not only that, advanced classes for pistol and tactical rifle classes. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check them out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822.
David Ross was the gentleman, and I was thinking Shasta County dancing, and you
no,
were,
no, no.
I don't follow
thinking,
the national.
I was thinking
one.
The national. No, no, national. And David Ross was the catcher for the...
Yeah. He was the backup. Yeah.
Backup catcher for the... but he had been the starter for a long time. Mm-hmm. This was his last year, so he retired. He finished second.
Yeah, he was had an amazing ending season for him, retirement season.
Yeah, I mean, they won the World Series. Plus the fact he's a really likable guy. He can't dance that well, but the people kept voting him back in. It was great. We'll be right back. It's 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We'll be right back with Dr. Samuel Carino from Shasta Spine Specialist.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me June 1st in Overtime Lounge. It's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds featuring Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Viramontes on drums, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and special guest Rick Hill on guitar. That's 6:30 to 8:30 in Overtime Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino. Lady Bott and the Bluebirds, June 1st. See you there.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Powerhouse Solar has been putting the sun to work for you since 2003. And now Powerhouse Solar has been named a SunPower Elite Dealer. That means Powerhouse Solar has joined a network of more than 1,800 solar companies worldwide that sell, install, and service SunPower products. So is it a big deal? Yeah, it is. To earn Elite Dealer accreditation, a SunPower dealer must achieve a 90% or greater customer satisfaction score on past installations and successfully complete 2 advanced certification courses in topics like the installation and design of a high-efficiency SunPower system, and Powerhouse Solar has done that and gone well above it. Powerhouse Solar selected for their commitment to providing customers with outstanding service and delivering the most effective and reliable solar technology that is available. Powerhouse handles every step of the solar process, including system design, installation, and maintenance, as well as financing, permitting, and rebate processing. There's a bunch of it. They know it. They're experts. Call today, 275-5600. That's 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning, everybody. It's 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on 30th of May. Today is truly Memorial Day. This is the true Memorial Day, and there will be a service, a ceremony at 11 o'clock down at the Civic Auditorium. You're going to really like it. There's going to have guest speakers. We're going to be talking a lot about Memorial Day, and afterwards, a free lunch. Where else can you go to have a not only a super, super ceremony that we're going to have, but then and then lunch afterwards, and we can.
That's awesome.
It is awesome, and so I invite everybody. It's free. Come on down. Come on down to the Civic Auditorium today. 11 o'clock. It's not going to be that hot, and you eat in the shade. Eat, you know, where the parking area is there, or the drop off area. At least that's where it's always been in the past. And I watch them make a liar out of me.
But right.
I'm sure it won't be. Anyway, I'm going to be there as the MC. Honored to be the MC. Mike Dahl is going to be the guest speaker, and there's going to be a lot of things going on there. Right now, though, I'm with Dr. Samuel Carino, who is the team doc down there for the Colt 45. He also owns Shasta Spine Specialist, located at 153 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 300. And we're talking about treatments now. And what do you do specifically for the team?
Well, I handle any injuries that take place on the field, whether it's first aid or last year we had a pitch to the head, so I had to handle the potential concussion protocol with the individuals. And if it's a broken finger, I go x-ray them or take them to my facilities, which has x-ray at it. If it's a sprained strain, we treat it on the field and or in the clubhouse. I have a cold laser that I bring to the clubhouse. I have an ultrasound unit at the clubhouse.
Cold laser. Tell people what cold laser is. I've had that before. That's pretty cool.
Well, the amazing thing about cold laser is it's using photons or light energy to stimulate the mitochondria, which is the powerhouse of your cell, and every cell has them. So the laser stimulates the mitochondria to make more ATP, which is the body's energy or the cell's energy. So kind of like solar, if you will, the light is stimulating the mitochondria to make more energy to then help accelerate the healing, reduce inflammation, and just respond, cause greater response.
I've had that they've used that before when I had some muscle injuries and stuff. And it worked. It worked for me. It sure relaxed everything there.
Yes. A lot of, there can be some immediate changes that can be observed. If you're looking for pain to disappear, it's not so immediate.
Right.
So depending on your marker of what you're watching,
yeah,
it may or may not be observed to work, but it is working.
Yeah.
So even behind the scenes, if you don't notice anything at the moment, I have examples of a sprained ankle that was black and blue terribly the entire foot, and after three sessions of cold laser, the foot was remarkably better. The patient is ecstatic and is, now is back to full duty and working without a problem.
That's, yeah. Well, you know what? There's so many things that can be done now. I mean,
absolutely.
20 years ago, 30 years ago, you had none of these at your disposal.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what would you say is – okay, so somebody comes in and they're just, they're kind of like crinked over. you've seen that before. Like, ugh.
Yes.
And help me, doc. So you put them, you just don't do one thing.
No. I'm a diverse practitioner. I utilize cold laser, fomentation. I have interferential. There's actually, a lot of people will say this to me. There's so many different types of muscle stim. They always refer to the muscle stim as TENS. Because that's what everybody knows. So TENS is transcutaneous neuromuscular stimulation, and it interferes with pain reception.
Uh-huh.
So it knocks pain down.
What is that? I mean, but how do you do that? You say trans, whatever it is.
Well, there's electrodes you put on the body around the area.
Okay.
And it can stimulate the pain receptor so the body doesn't it's already filled when the body's trying to perceive the pain, so therefore it does not receive the pain.
Oh, okay.
So that's one mode of electric muscle stimulation. I have 18 others in my office. So I have sine wave, tetany, pulsed, premodulated, modulated, interferential, high volt, galvanism, etc. There's many different forms of muscle stim just to treat an injury or a problem.
And so you pick the right one for the right injury then?
Yes.
Okay, now you've got them laying down. Or do you x-ray them first, or do you sometimes? No?
Well, sometimes the best x-ray is a weight-bearing x-ray to see them under compression while they're sitting or standing.
Yeah.
So if you're laying down, the laying down x-ray actually hides a lot of pathology.
Because it decompresses your spine.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
So we do x-ray people. It does depend on the history of the injury as well. However, we might not x-ray them that day. We might just do some palliative care to knock their pain level down a little bit.
What's palliative care?
Well, it's something that we can use to reduce the inflammation and the pain without being necessarily overly aggressive.
Okay.
In the treatment. We don't go having them do exercises when they just lifted a 300-pound wheel off of a wheel extractor.
Obviously, you've seen that one before.
Yes. So,
but things can be even – it's not lifting up 300-pound wheels. I mean, I've seen people – and you know what? Knock on wood. I've never had those kind of back issues, you know, with those lower – and then when they just can't move.
Right.
They'll do something really small. And what?
Pick up a gum wrapper. I had a patient do that, herniated her disc.
How does that happen?
Mechanics.
They turned. I mean, they're leaning over wrong, and they twisted or something. Or
well, truthfully, there's two parts to that. There's bad mechanics because a weightlifter, a little guy, can lift 400 pounds with right proper technique.
Back straight, lifting straight up,
using his legs, not bending the back,
right.
Not stooping forward and twisting. That's the worst situation: is stooped forward and twisting while stooped forward. So, but the other part of that is, so mechanics is number one. Number two is, why might somebody have bad mechanics with a light load? Is they're probably out of alignment anyway.
Okay.
So the pelvis could be out of place, their lumbar could be out of place, they could have slept awkwardly, and muscles move bones. And if the muscle's tight in one side, it's going to move it asymmetrically or not symmetrical to the other side.
That makes sense.
So that tug of war is going to be lost to the stronger side. So that's why they need their pelvis adjusted.
I sneezed once when I was a second lieutenant leaving the barber shop.
I sneezed.
And my back, upper back, just went like that.
It hurt.
And this is how I handled it. Like, you know, any good Marine. I went over and jumped up on the pull-up bar, and I hung there. And whatever it was kind of went away. So I've always thought, I can handle that. Well, no, that doesn't work all the time, though, guys, if you do something like that. Dr. Samuel Carino here from Shasta Spine Specialist. We've only got a couple minutes left. So when people probably don't even realize they're not lined. I mean, that they just think that.
Correct. No, they don't even realize.
They don't realize it. So can they come in the office, your office here on Hartnell, and get a, you know, you'll look at them and all this kind of stuff. If they've been having nagging back injuries or shoulder or any of that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the oddest things I might do is I watch people with all the flip-flops that people are wearing. I'm watching where feet are rolled in and ankles are like side to side. People are knock-kneed. People are rolling their shoulders when they're carrying their cell phones at their belly button level and their head's forward and their shoulders are rolled.
Oh, yeah, I learned about that one. I even changed chairs. So I'm sitting level with my computer. The computers and – you know what? Computers, cell phones have done wonders for your business, haven't they?
They have.
Probably you're going, oh,
I've had to repair my foot a couple of times putting my foot through it. No, I'm kidding. But anyway. So, yeah, I mean, a quick assessment can see at least if they need more assessment.
Okay. Now, where do we find you?
I'm at 153 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 300. Which is actually between Scott Valley Bank and Round Table Pizza on Hartnell, just off of Cypress.
Okay. I know where that's at.
Yeah.
All right. And call for an appointment?
Call for an appointment. We don't encourage walk-ins for that, but
243-2300. And if you want to see Dr. Carino, he's out at a lot of the Colt 45 games
because
he's their guy out there.
Yes, this is true. I'm out there every ball game that I don't have my other person there.
Okay. So, yeah, because you got to see which way the mechanics, especially of pitchers and everything, and guys running for the ball and throwing from these weird positions.
Well, running into the wall has helped, too.
Yeah, running into the wall. Okay. Hey, Dr. Carino, thanks a lot for coming by today. And thanks for taking care of our 45s out there.
It's been my pleasure. I love playing. I'm baseball.
You're a baseball guy.
Yep.
You know what? There's a lot of people like that. Hey, we come back. We're going to have Haven Humane with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Community Talk Radio from the North State is AM 1460 KCNR Shasta Redding. The news brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A top White House communications staffer has resigned as President Trump considers a major staff overhaul. But White House advisor Kellyanne Conway insisted on Fox and Friends today that the talk of a major overhaul is somewhat overblown.
I also would note, because many people, again, misreported this, that Sean Spicer is expected back at the podium today for an on-the-record briefing at 2 p.m.
The departure of Michael Dubke, the president's communications director, did come as aides say that the president's growing increasingly frustrated by the allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton believes internal German politics may have played a role in Chancellor Angela Merkel's comments that Europe can no longer, in her words, fully count on others.
Chancellor Merkel's comments are very disappointing. Of course, she's in the middle of a political campaign, and maybe she thinks that it's a benefit to her to run down the president of the ally on whom she depends the most.
Cotton told the Salem Radio Network Germany is partly responsible for worsening relations with the U.S. because of its increased dependence on Russian oil. Americans increased their spending in April at the fastest pace in 4 months.
The Commerce Department says consumer spending rose 0.4% in April after a 0.3% increase in March. Incomes rose 0.4%. The strong results underscored expectations the economy is poised to rebound following a lackluster start to the year. Consumer spending grew at the slowest pace in 7 years in the first quarter. That was a key reason the economy expanded by just 1.2% at the start of the year.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. U.S. home prices climbed in March at the strongest rate in nearly 3 years as a dwindling supply of houses on the market is causing prices to significantly outpace income growth for many potential buyers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chops, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
A Mississippi teen says his life was saved by his 18-year-old cousin who shielded him from bullets. Caleb Edwards says when a gunman entered a home early Sunday, he thought he was going to die. The 15-year-old talked to the Associated Press yesterday with his mother by his side. He says he was shielded by his cousin Jordan Blackwell, who was shot to death. Caleb's 11-year-old brother Austin Edwards among those killed in the mass shooting as well. Authorities say six adults leaped into the cold waters of the Provo River in Utah yesterday in hopes of rescuing a 4-year-old girl who'd been swept away, but two of the would-be rescuers died themselves. Cynthia Estes was a witness.
Next thing you know, there was a female body coming down the river, face down, floating on top of the river, and search and rescue had their rope.
She spoke to KTVX-TV. Rescue crews pulled the two adults from the water nearly 3 miles downstream from where they entered. As for the 4-year-old girl, she remains missing. More from townhall.com. Australia will impose travel restrictions on convicted pedophiles to prevent them from taking inexpensive vacations to nearby Southeast Asian and Pacific Island countries where they are fairly able to abuse children without authorities getting involved. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop speaking on the Australian Broadcasting Corporation.
Last year alone, almost 800 registered child sex offenders travelled overseas from Australia, about half of whom were in breach of an obligation under state or territory laws to notify police of their intended travel.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has paid a visit to a newly built Russian Orthodox church near the Seine River in Paris. The Russian government owns that church, the gold-domed centerpiece of a 100 million euro Orthodox spiritual and cultural center. More details at townhall.com.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the middle of Redding, California, the heart of Redding, California, downtown Redding. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, what's the temperature look like, buddy?
Right now in Redding, we have 74 degrees, mix of clouds and sun, early clouds moving in this afternoon, showers overnight, and high of only 78 for your Wednesday. It'll be somewhat humid. Temperatures will remain in the 80s to low 90s. Don't see another flirtation with the 100 mark until first part of next week.
Great. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are cool, friends. And they give senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business, 365-3793. Let's go to the phone. Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor. What's going on, Susan?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out in the red this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 33 points at 21,046. The S&P 500 off 2 points at 2,413. The NASDAQ Composite losing 1 point at 6,208. Active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Ford up 15 cents, trading at $11.08. General Electric down 20 cents at 27 and a quarter. Nokia down 7 pennies at $6.32 per share. For local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up 9 cents, trading at $35.02. Cornerstone Community Bank Corp, flat and trading at $14.72. And Bank of Commerce down 35 cents at $10.90 per share. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.23%. And over to commodities, gold is down a dollar an ounce at $1,266. Silver up 6 pennies at $17.49 per ounce. Crude oil up 45 cents, trading at $49 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you so much for being with us today. She is the first vice president of investments over at Wells Fargo and knows what she's talking about. 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call, 243-7561. She really is good, and we've known her for a long time. I trust her. Let's go to the phones one more time. Here, Sally, there's a big rally going on here, huh?
There is, and it's tomorrow, Wednesday down at the Capitol, and I wanted to let your listeners know we do have a few seats left on our bus. If you wanted to go down, you can contact Margie, and her phone number is 945-1313. And just a few tickets left on that bus, but it sure is going to be a good rally down there. It looks like the weather is going to be in the mid-80s. So we're going to have a great time down there, and we are going to deliver to Governor Brown a courtesy notice of our lawsuit. So that should be interesting, and we're going to have people film it. So this is going to be a historical event, I think. So I think people should come on down, contact Margie, get on that bus, and come on down with us.
So there's going to be thousands of people down there.
There will be.
Okay. Yeah, that ought to be fun. And yes. Make sure that you come back and give us a report on that.
Yes, we will. Absolutely. We'll bring pictures and film and everything else. So I'm sure there will be news reporters as well down there.
Okay, try not to punch anybody. Okay? We know how you radical. We know how you radical conservatives just don't want anybody else to have this freedom of speech, and how you're going to probably use your signs to beat up on them.
I know, and they said we couldn't have we couldn't bring our flags on poles any longer than 36 inches. Give me a break.
You know what?
It's just, you know, and our signs can't be on poles any longer than 30 inches.
Well, darn. What you need is those types of flagpoles that you can...
The extending ones.
They can reach out and touch somebody. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Yeah. Hey, look, it's going to be... Okay, give us that girl's name. Well, give us Margie's number.
Margie.
Right.
Call Margie, and her phone number again is 945-1313.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sal.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Speaking of history making, we're here with Haven Humane. CEO Mark Story and Head of Development Diane Herner.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You got your name right, huh?
I was waiting for that.
Well, I was going to make it wrong just to give you, you know, just because I know you've been waiting. I didn't want to disappoint you, but I can disappoint you today.
Yeah, I saw the wheels turning.
I know. They were going. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
What's going on with the world of fuzzy friends?
A lot of stuff is going on. It's busy, busy.
You got any snakes down there?
I don't think we do. We didn't on Thursday. I haven't been in since Thursday.
Look around the perimeter. There's a lot of rattlesnakes out there.
Well, we don't adopt those out.
You don't?
No. We relocate those.
Okay. Relocate those.
Yeah, we relocate those.
Into a furnace. No.
No, no, no.
No, no, I know. You would never do that. You take them out to the woods.
No, they play an important part of our environment.
They do. They kill off a lot of nasty animals out there.
Yep.
Pest.
Yep.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's happened in the last month? You had a lot of things. You had a lot of things going on last month.
We did. Yeah. We had, let's see, this month, what did we have? We had our Pet Fest. Pet Fest was great. We had a lot of people attend. Splash Dogs was always a big hit. We had a barbecue, which was really good. We had lots of vendors show up, which was fantastic. We had lots of demonstrations, which was a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to next year.
A lot of people. Good.
Yeah, a lot of people, and I think we've kind of put our heads together, and we've got a plan on how to improve it for next year, and so I think it'll be even bigger and better next year.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, good. Hey, we're going to take a quick early break here, and so we can get into some of the all the things that are going on. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store. It means they've got it all. They can build it, design it, build it, of the finest gems. They have a huge selection of estate jewelry and other types of jewelry, plus the only watch repairman in the whole area, all at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Really nice people, really good people down there. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Mark Story and Diane Herner.
continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Life happens, and then it's over. We often spend our whole life attempting to find purpose and pleasure in this life, and yet neglect the life that follows. There are those who believe nothing comes next, and they live their life accordingly. I have no doubt there is life after this one, and it's too amazing for words. You're invited to join us as we learn how to enjoy this life to the fullest, while at the same time preparing for the next. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
The Cascade Theater is launching a brand new season of shows June 1st, featuring Olivia Newton-John, Pink Martini, and performances from award-winning country, rock, and comedy stars. Members can start buying tickets June 1st. Everyone else, June 13th. Become a member of the Cascade Theater today for early access to the best seats, ticket exchange privileges, opportunities to meet the stars in person, and more. Get the rewards of a Cascade Theater membership. 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back. The Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Botlin is on assignment today. It is 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 73 degrees going up to 87 today, beautiful day. It's still going to be hot, though, especially in your car. Don't leave your animals in the car with the windows rolled up or even rolled down. They can still get really hot in there, or the back of trucks, or I figure out that when we saw one the other day that was on the concrete and was being taken. It looked like the person that was walking it was not going to walk it very far because would have died of heat stroke or something. But the dog went out there, so he was taking care of the dog. And you've got to kind of do that because, you know, it gets the little pads. They can get second and third degree burns in their little feet. I didn't know that until we had the vet in there the other day. So, Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. He's been doing it for years. How about decades? And his Bureau of Automotive Repair approved. Jeff Wurst, veteran-owned business. Whether it's a little bitty chip, the size of a dime, or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. If you can't fix it, he'll just tell you. And he's extremely honest, and he works extremely hard and extremely well. If you need anything done like that, you go down to 3208 South Market Street, or you give him a call at 248-241-8373 for appointments. That's Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now, I'm back with the CEO of Haven Humane and the director of
development,
Diane
Turner. I wanted to say, I wanted to say entrepreneurship because I, you know, director of entrepreneurship, but it's not. It's another company. Director of development. I don't know. I'm just sorry. I was just.
You're trying to be funny.
No, I wasn't trying to be funny. I was just trying. I couldn't remember. Give me a break here. I've got traumatic brain injury. Okay. Fostering. Let's just get into the things you want to talk about. Maybe I can get out of here early.
Okay.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Daughter's home?
Daughter is home, yes. So you're on Friday or Saturday.
You're on leave now, right?
I am.
So you came in today because you didn't trust Diane to be by yourself.
Well, I don't want to get roped in anything.
Okay.
Not that that would ever happen on a radio show.
Nah. Fostering.
Yes, so it's kitten season, and we've got lots and lots of kittens, and we will have some puppies as well that could use some fosters. So if you're interested in fostering, please.
Yeah, puppies.
We don't have any right now, but they come in all the time. So you can call 241-1653, and actually probably right now you'd ask to speak to Amy or Jim, and they will talk to you about fostering, but we need fosters. And basically you're going to foster just to get them to an age where we can alter them and put them up for adoption.
Okay, so these are little kittens, mm-hmm. and all their food, everything's taken care of, all their vaccinations are taken care of. You just have to kind of give them a little place to be.
Yeah, and you have to be willing to bring them in every couple of weeks so that they can get their vaccinations updated.
And how long does this last? 1 or 2 months?
Well, yeah, it just depends on how old the kittens are when they come in.
Okay. We're getting a lot of cats now, kittens?
We are, yes, a lot.
That time of the year?
It is.
Don't people know they're supposed to have their animals spayed?
I wish they did.
Well, we've been talking about it now for 10 years.
We've been talking about it now for 100 years, but that doesn't mean that everybody's listening. I would think that probably most of your listeners are listening, and they get it, and they're probably altered, and they're all shaking their heads right now saying, yeah, I don't get it, and I don't either. So we'll continue to put that message out until we don't have litters of kittens and puppies coming through our door like they do.
I saw, and I've just seen adorable little kitties coming in there. And okay, so if you want to foster some kittens, mm-hmm. How many can you take?
That's going to be up to you, but normally we just do one litter.
A litter? So you get a whole litter?
Yeah, normally if we have a mom that comes in, then we'll ask you to foster the mom with the kittens. And that way, the food is pretty much you feed the mama. And then once they get on solid food and they're weaned, and we'll bring them back when they're
So you're going to have to be feeding them with little milk droppers and all that, right?
No, we're not doing that quite yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
So they're older than that.
Yep. If they don't have a mama, then that means that they can eat on their own and they're weaned.
Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm.
We have both. We have some with moms that are little, and we have some that are a little bit bigger that just
Do they need like a litter box?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
They're old enough to get into the litter box and all that.
Yeah.
Or do you just kind of lay it out in a kind of on the floor?
No, they need a litter box. They figure it out pretty quick. And if there's a mom there, then obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And our folks will explain all that stuff and set them up, and they'll be ready to go. Yeah, and it helps us save lives. And then they bring them back, and we adopt them out.
And that goes to our next part, cat special.
Yeah, so our cat special, this is a spay-neuter special through PetSmart Charities. We still have quite a few spots left to schedule. This is spays and neuters for cats, Shasta County residents. It's $25. To do that, you need to come in between 9 and noon, Monday through Friday at the clinic, which is the middle building, and you can prepay the $25 and sign up and schedule that, and then you can bring the cat back in. They do have to have a rabies vaccination, which you can get for $10 at the clinic at the same time. So just come on in Monday through Friday, 9 to 12, so you can sign up for it. Don't bring your cat. Just come in to sign up and prepay, and they'll schedule that appointment for you at that point.
This is important because getting them spayed for $25, spays and neuters for $25 is a super, super price.
Absolutely.
Talking to Dr. Kara Tennant, too, when she she comes over and volunteers, but she watches your spay and neutering when they start rolling through there, she says, just unbelievable. She says and she does, I guess, several a day, but you guys do dozens and dozens and dozens a day.
Yeah, we do 25 to 30 on a slow day and 60 on a really busy day.
Okay, so when you look at it like that, so it's $25. Now, it's not just your cats. If you have a wandering cat in your neighborhood and you catch it, if it doesn't have any license or anything on it, can't you just have it spayed or neutered? Or does it have to be your cat?
You can. But you got to be careful about that. But yes, you can if you catch it and you bring it in. But then again, you're scheduling these appointments, so you're not gonna catch this cat and keep it for 2 weeks, because it may take 2 weeks to get an appointment. It just depends on where we're at. Normally, it's within the first week or so, but I'm not gonna. Don't quote me on that, because I'm not sure how busy they are. We've got a lot of these appointments that have already been filled, but we have quite a few left. So
okay, this is a way. But this is a way. Only spaying and neutering is a way to become a no-kill shelter.
Well, yeah, spaying and neutering is a way that we can become a North State with no more homeless pets, for sure. So
this is,
I mean, it all goes towards the same thing.
This is one way we are working with the community to become a no-kill shelter.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. I mean, that's a big special.
Yeah, absolutely.
$25.
Yep.
And $10 for
charities. Yeah.
Okay. You've got something coming up, and it's going to be with the Colt 45s, my favorite team.
Yes. We have Bark in the Park coming up on Thursday, June 8th. It's at Tiger Field, and tickets are $5, and we get half of that back, $250. And those tickets are good for any game in the year. But if you buy them from us, we get a portion back. But if you come out on that Thursday, you're supporting Colt 45s and you're supporting Haven Humane. So we'd love to see you out there. And you can get the tickets at Haven Humane at any of the front counters, or you can call us at 241-5262.
And that's a week from Thursday.
A week from Thursday.
A week from Thursday. And it's great games. And let me tell you something. You can get these tickets. And if for some reason you can't use it for June the 8th, they're good for any time during the year. So you can't use the excuse, well, I'm not going to be in town June 8th. I'd have bought 10. Well, here, you can buy 10 because they're good for the whole season.
That's right.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Yes. So we want you there on June 8th. But if you can't be there, still buy the tickets because you can still use them. It's going to be a great season.
Yeah, and we've had a couple of people that have come and bought, like 12 tickets, and they're going to keep all of them because they know they're going to go a few times this year, so they know that they're just going to support us.
Go.
So if you're thinking about going and you don't have season tickets, and come buy some tickets from us, and it supports what we're doing for the animals, and it supports a great local organization, the Colt 45s.
Well, the Colt 45s have got a variety of different nonprofits that are doing this, and it's good. It's good for the community. It helps the Colt 45s, like you said, but it also helps all these nonprofits like yours and others. And like I said, the tickets are good for any time, anywhere, anytime, in the Colt 45 schedule.
And it's a fun evening. They do a lot of fun things. I'm really impressed with their games and what they put on.
Have you been out to one this weekend since Friday? Because they're doing great things out there. They've got all these little in between the innings stuff with the kids, and they've got their mascot Homer, who looks a lot like Yosemite Sam.
Nice.
But he doesn't have the orange mustache. He has got the yellow one. But the kids are playing good. They have put new seating in. The field is luscious. The field is luscious out there. He's put in all these different types of grass. And it's just the place. It's great. You're not going to find a better place for $5. $5, you come in. You get 2.5 hours of entertainment. For $5, you get a big hot dog and a drink, unless you're into beer like Mark is. And then it's going to cost me like another buck for that. They've got wine sales. They have – I guess this is not really a – commercial for the Colt 45s, it's for you all, that it's a lot more, but you can come down and support Haven Humane.
Absolutely.
And have a great time.
And we're going to have some fun raffle prizes also. So.
Oh, is that right?
Absolutely.
Oh, like what?
I can't tell. There's secrets right now.
Oh, okay. I can go with that.
You have to come on out.
Okay.
Wow, that was a hook. I like that. That was a hook.
Good prizes.
All right. Hey, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and the Director of Development, Diane Herner. And we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we are going to talk about all the other things that are happening this month and the upcoming months here for Haven Humane. You know, the thing I'd also like to talk about is, we always talk about the volunteer orientation and all this. But the animals that you have come in that are just, that when Amy brings them in here, I mean, they're trained. I mean, I'd like to hear what you think about how somebody could let a dog that is obviously trained and it's a cutie pie, all of a sudden they show up as a stray and nobody comes to look for them. And I want to hear what your thoughts are on that. We'll be right back after these messages, but this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over, of course, at Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air can serve any type of model of air conditioning or heating systems. Well, let's just talk about air conditioning. Martin and his people, Alliance Heating and Air, better known business, are the very best, voted best in the North State. They are the only ones that have done the work on our equipment there and our air conditioning and this. They come in, they check, make sure your filters are good, your air ducts are good. We had a disaster one time when the compressor blew out. They came in with all this type of equipment, but they didn't have a compressor because they didn't for that model. So what they did is they brought in portable air conditioning machines, portable air conditioners, to try and get the temperature down because it was like 108 in the house. That's the kind of people that Martin and Alliance Heating and Air are. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:30 in the morning, right here at Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
We're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, proud to announce that they've been named a SunPower Elite Dealer.
How did they achieve that status? Well, by having 90% or greater customer satisfaction on installation and by completing two advanced certification courses in topics like the design and installation of a high-efficiency SunPower system.
Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite Dealer because of their complete commitment to customer satisfaction. So give Powerhouse Solar a call today and get the best solar panels in the world, SunPower, installed by the best local solar company in the North State, Powerhouse Solar.
With solar energy, you won't have to worry about those energy rate increases or surcharges. And you can get solar now for as little as $75 a month with no money down.
There's no better time than right now, so consider Powerhouse Solar for your solar installation today. Call them at 275-5600 Powerhouse Solar. A SunPower Elite Dealer has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
So for solar as little as $75 a month, call Powerhouse Solar today or log on to powerhousesolar.com.
Reading Dance Center will present the full ballet production of The 12 Dancing Princesses, as well as a featured medley of upbeat dance pieces titled All the World's a Stage, on Saturday, June 10th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Follow the story of 12 beautiful princesses as they dance throughout a secret kingdom. Watch as a handsome apprentice becomes invisible and works to solve the castle mystery. Tickets can be purchased at readingcivic.com. This is a wonderful opportunity to watch Reading talent and support your local artistic community. Bring your family and friends for a delightful encounter with music and dance.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me June 1st in Overtime Lounge. It's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds featuring Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Viramontes on drums, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and special guest Rick Hill on guitar. That's 6:30 to 8:30 in Overtime Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino. Lady Bott and the Bluebirds, June 1st. See you there.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the heart of downtown Reading, 1326 Market Street. Welcome back to our show, and we're watching violins and people dancing because I believe it's Mark Story wanted
that. Beauty and the Beast, yeah, Lindsay Sterling, who's accomplished. I would love to see her come to Reading. Absolutely,
that would be awesome.
I've lost control of the show.
Cascade Theater, are you listening?
That's funny.
I don't think we have enough money to bring her here, probably. Think about it. Okay, 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock right here at Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, the very best place in the world to get a haircut. I'm racing down there as soon as the show's over. I'll pat Mark Story on the back and push him out and hug Diane and push her out, and I run straight down there to get a haircut today. Discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold, because I'm emceeing the Memorial Day service there at the Veterans Memorial Grove at the Civic Auditorium today. And by the way, Preston Sharp, our little hero in our town, who has gone national in his way of putting flags on all the fallen veterans' graves and flowers. And then we'll be leading the Pledge of Allegiance. Ms. Josie Buchanan will be singing the national anthem. We'll have the mayor of Reading, Brent Weaver, the mayor of City of Shasta Lake, Richard Kern, the mayor of the city of Anderson, Baron Browning, and the chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, Dave Kehoe, will also be there. The guest speaker is United States Marine Corps veteran Mike Dahl. Mike grew up here. He used to be the mayor here at one point, and was in the Marine Corps and served two tours in Vietnam. So it's going to be a nice thing. And then immediately afterwards is lunch there served at the Civic. Okay. I'm here with the CEO of Haven Humane, Mark Story, and the Director of Development, Diane Herner. But what else is going on here this month?
Oh, we have our second... We have our second Tuesday Club dinner on June 13th, and it's going to be hosted by Peter Chu's Sky Room, and that is at the Reading Airport location from 5 to 10. So come on out.
That's good food there.
It's great food.
It's great food there.
Great food, great views, support Haven Humane.
You can watch all those planes landing and taking off.
I love that location.
The two of them that come in.
It's great food.
But it could be... It's good for you. It could be... But also could be fire season, so you've got all types of tankers out there and all that too. So, but anyway, the food's great. It's a good place. I mean, and you know what? The service is really good. So this is a good choice.
Absolutely.
I like this one.
Yeah,
because it's different. Because you know you kind of got to go out there. All right. So that's the second Tuesday Club. Now tell us how that works. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to do anything. You just go in there and have dinner, and a portion of the proceeds go right back to Haven Humane.
Yep. No flyers. Just show up. Have a great meal, and we get a portion of the proceeds back to help the animals. It's awesome.
Okay.
We really appreciate all the restaurants that support us.
There's a lot of people that do that. So, okay,
dog licensing. We've got some clinics, some vaccination licensing rabies clinics, June 6th at Reading City Hall from 9:30 in the morning till 11:30 in the morning. So there will be dog licenses available for City of Reading, City of Anderson, and Shasta County. Rabies vaccinations at the clinic will be $8. If your dog has a rabies vaccination that's current, please bring that rabies certificate with you. And our licensing fees can be found on our website, havenhumane.org. And we'll also be having a licensing clinic in Burney on June 27th from 1 to 4 p.m., and that will be at the Burney substation on Shasta Street, the sheriff's substation up there in Burney, and same prices on that. We also have volunteer orientation coming up. We've got two in the month of June. One first one will be this Saturday, June 3rd at 10 a.m. And the next one will be Friday, June 23rd at 5:15. It'll be in Haven's classroom. So our volunteers are huge. I do want to send a special shout-out to some of the volunteers and some of the staff that went out yesterday and helped us set up for the Veterans Cemetery for this ceremony yesterday. So a bunch of our volunteers and a couple staff members, we showed up out there and helped set up the tents and all the chairs and everything for the Veterans Cemetery.
How did I go?
Yeah, how did I go?
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, we
thank
do that
you.
Every year. So it was great, and I want to thank Mark George out there who runs the place for his team being out there ready for us this year and got done in record time. It was great. Set it up, and I heard it was a great event. Looks like a lot of people showed up, which is great.
It is good. It is good. That, you know, what I'd really like to see is kids showing up so that they start learning about things like Memorial Day and Veterans Day, about why it's important.
You got You got Preston setting an example, and I think, you know, you talked about Preston, and I think, you know, not only the youth, but I think there's a lot of adults that could learn from Preston.
Oh, yeah.
That's an amazing example. So
you know, and people look at him, you know, sometimes like, why is this kid doing this? And then when he talks about it, it's obvious it comes from his heart. And, you know, I don't know.
No one pressed
start a business doing this.
No one pressed, and he'd probably turn around and go, why aren't you doing this?
Well, he does. He does that immediately. Mm-hmm. You know, he'll say, you know, if you ask him why not?
Yeah. Yeah. No,
why should, I mean, why wouldn't we do this? And are you doing it?
You're talking about a kid that gets it. Yeah. So good stuff there. So, and then really excited, starting June 10th is our orientation. June 12th starts our first Camp Love a Pet session this year. So really excited about that. Starts in a couple weeks. Obviously, we're very full, and we have waiting lists for people to get
in. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Now, tell the story behind Love a Pet. I mean, so a kid comes in, signs up. He or she gets assigned an animal. A dog.
Yeah, so they
don't get to pick. Right?
No. We have all the collars and leashes already fitted, and so we actually put them in a box, and then the kids come in and they reach in the box and they pull out a collar and a leash, and they get the dog that they pick, that they get out of that. So it's random draw, and always the littlest kid gets the biggest dog, which is always the way it works, and they always excel. They always do fantastic.
Because they teach them what?
So we teach them basic skills with the dogs. And they do have to teach them a trick for graduation. So the trick could be army crawl. It could be some dogs. It might be sit. Most of them, sit is a basic command, so it's not going to be a trick. But some of the more stubborn dogs, like if you can get the dog to sit by graduation, you may have done really, really well. But most of the time, it's going to be some kind of trick, army crawl, rollover.
It could be
or
like
that.
Could be like the army crawl, the Marine stride, or the army sash or the Air Force sachet. You know how they sachet back and forth?
No.
It's a different one?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not familiar with that one?
No,
really?
No,
okay.
Yeah. So, and then we also teach them just about how to be a responsible pet owner and a good community member. So we have people come in and speak pretty much daily. We have a speaker come in with some kind of demonstration. Most of them are animal related. We do 2 to 3 field trips. We always go to Turtle Bay at least twice. Once we go to Turtle Bay to go to the museum and the wild animal show. And then the second time we go, which is the day before graduation, we take all the dogs, all the kids, and we actually walk the Arboretum Loop. And then the dogs go in the river, get to swim just a little bit. They're on a long lead with Captain holding on to them tight. But the kids get to see it, and the dogs get some exposure. It's a great time for the kids. And then we come back, have a big pizza party then on the next day, which is the following Saturday. Then we have the graduation, which we always invite the public to.
You know, you need to go see this graduation. Awesome. Because these kids have picked up these dogs, 2 weeks before, right?
Yeah.
2 weeks before. Yeah. Now the dogs are walking alongside them. They're sitting. And they've got a little trick, whatever it is. And there's obviously there's a bonding between them. Now, can they adopt these dogs?
Not to start with, no. That's one of the rules is they can't do it. We don't want to put that pressure on the parents.
And I think that's great. Says, right. You know, here's the rules. You can't adopt this dog.
Right, yeah.
So I think that's a wise move. Because,
yeah, no, it's
– oh, no, now we got to take the dog. No, you can't.
It works. It works really well. And actually this year, if you follow us on Facebook, there's our Facebook plug anyway, but follow us on Facebook this year. One of the requirements for the kids is they're going to have to do a 30-second commercial. It'll be right about 30 seconds commercial for their dog. And so we're going to put those on Facebook. And so they're going to be talking about – they always have to do posters and do stuff to help get the dog adopted. Part of it is trying to help market, for lack of a better term, the dog, but really inform people of how great this dog is, and it really likes walking, it's really good on a leash, it loves a ball, you know, whatever that the dog is, and to help them get adopted. Because our goal ultimately is to have a graduation where we have every dog adopted and every dog's owner is there, so that the kids, when they graduate, can hand off the dog to the new owner. That's our ultimate goal, is to do that at a graduation and have them all done. I think we've hit about half of them one time, and then, you know, we adopt them out. But so that would be our goal, is, you know, during the adoption or during the graduation, have every dog adopted and be able to hand them off to the owners.
Hey Bob, if we had the dedicated computer, which I think I've got now, so we can start YouTubing this or, you know, streaming it.
Are we
ready for that?
All we have to do is have somebody host it, yes.
Okay. That way you could bring in a couple of the kids, come in and just show their dogs also. Because we're getting close to streaming all of our shows.
Yeah, well, we do that on the Friday before graduation. I always bring a kid in with one of the
that's
dogs.
That's right. Okay. Yep. Cool.
So that'd be great if we can do it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We have the technology.
All right.
As Bob says, we always have the technology. technology. Okay, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated, a gun store, but more. It's their customer service is just remarkably good. People coming in, if you're not a shooter, and most people who think they're shooters aren't, but if you're just a novice, you're coming in for the first time, you need to go into Bastiani Arms. They welcome people in, with open arms. They are more than happy to talk to you, women especially. Women are the fastest growing group of gun owners and gun shooters in America. So they specialize in bringing women aboard and showing them how to properly handle firearms. Steph Stokes teaches a concealed carry class. It's just very good. And they've got all the firearms, ammunition, accessories that you would want. All at Bastiani Arms. And veterans, you get discounts at Bastiani Arms. Open Tuesday through Saturday, right at 2539 Larkspur. Or you can give them a call at 222-8222. All this at Bastiani Arms. I'll be right back after these messages with Mark Story and Diane Herner. It's 16 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the last day of May, Memorial Day. So I hit the road and made my getaway. Restless feeling really got a hold. I started searching for a better way. And I kept on looking for a sign in the middle of the night. See the light, no, I couldn't see the light. Kept on looking for a way to take me through the night. Couldn't get it right, couldn't get it right. As consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new weight loss powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
I'll sing her in a smoky room.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Last segment of our show here on Memorial Day 2017. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique. You're not going to find a better place to buy any types of things that ladies like. Them Dandelion Boutique, from Brighton bags and jewelry to Miss Me jeans and everything in between. From skin out, they can help you at Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street, open Monday through Saturday. Their phone number is 247-1292. And I tell you guys, if you're looking for the right present and you want to surprise your loved one there, just go on down to Dandelion Boutique. Talk to Linda or any of the girls on there. They'll help you. Okay. We're here with Mark Story and Diane Herner of Haven Humane, and we're going to talk about this next really big, really big event.
Yes, we have a fun event coming. We have our first annual golf tournament. It's called Putt for Paws. It is Friday, July 14th, and it's going to be a four-person team scramble format. Does that sound like fun?
Oh, they always are. $100 a golfer or $400 a team. It's, all of it is tax deductible. We're going to sponsor a hole out there. Are you going to have something like closest to the pin? How about a hole in one thing where somebody wins a car or something?
Yes, we have SJ Denim. Yes, is sponsoring the hole in one, and it's a Compass Jeep, brand new for the hole in one prize.
Oh, yeah. Can you take the money instead? No, you got to take the Jeep.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You sure? Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's $400 per team.
What am I going to do with another car, though?
You don't worry about the hole-in-one first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I actually worry about getting a team together and coming out. And then I may just do that one step at a time, Carl.
I may do that. I may get Vince Stevenson. I may get myself. I may get Ted Leidy. And I'll get another veteran out there that we're all just all brawn, and we have no finesse out there, but we can drink beer. So is there going to be a beer cart?
There is a drink cart. Absolutely.
I don't know. I think you have to have a beer cart driving around, don't you? Our little spots along the side there, because it's going to be hot. It's going to be July 14th.
Yeah, well, Riverview has their drink cart down below, right?
Well, they've got a little drink area down there, but there's
a
lot of spots in between that you need to stop.
So you need one at every
lady.
Hole.
Yeah, well, it helps. We ought to have beer holes that every time that you hit a straight shot, you have to drink a beer. Or even worse, if you hit a stupid shot or you whiff, you have to drink a beer.
Well, when you put your team together, come on out. You guys can do that.
We can have our own rules.
You can have your own
rules. There's a lot of betting going on. Closest to, Sandy's, Greenies,
whatever you guys
Brownies, all those. All those things you can bet on.
Well, do you want to know what our contests are?
I'm sure.
We have hole-in-one. We have a longest drive. We have an accuracy drive. How about that one? Can you do that?
I can do it all.
Closest to the pin.
You know what?
And then we're having putting contests.
I can do all of those. I have won closest to the pin. I have won longest drive. I've done those. Never because I meant to. I just just whacked away at them. So it's not like I'm consistent when I play golf. Mm-hmm. I'm like
you have a hard time getting it through the windmill.
I'm like I can't get that damn windmill knocks me out every time.
I think instead of drinking a beer when you have a stupid shot, you should have to donate to Haven, kind of like at Rotary where they call people out.
I don't have enough money.
That's the point. It's a fundraiser.
Let's see, four or five fundraiser. Stupid shots a hole times 18.
I mean, come on. I mean, even a dollar, shot.
I'm with you.
How about this?
Windmill kills
why don't
me
you
too.
Have, why don't you have people that for every stroke over par, you've got to donate a dollar? Think about that.
Sounds good to me.
That means the worse you are, the more money you pay.
Well, we need to get golfers out there because this is going to be a good time. This is our first golf tournament.
How many people can you take?
I think we can have 144 golfers total because we can have a double shotgun.
Okay, who wants
double shotgun?
If you want to call in and be on my team, and Vince Stevenson, I know you're out there listening, you're going to be on one of them. And I'll get a couple more out there, and we'll have a team.
That'd be good.
Plus sponsor a hole.
Yeah, so tee's off at 9, so...
Well, we've been with you all for a long time. We need to do this.
Yeah, no, we appreciate it.
It'll be a beautiful morning. The golf course looks amazing right now.
Is it 18 holes?
Oh, yeah. It's at Riverview. Country club. So, yeah, it's definitely 18 holes, yeah.
Okay.
And we've both been in a lot hotter weather, wearing a lot more than shorts and a golf shirt.
You know what you ought to do is make everybody wear a helmet. You've got to play golf wearing a helmet.
You got to pack at least 30 pounds in your pack.
Yeah,
you've
got to.
So what happens if someone hits the helmet? Is that like another contest?
That's a Purple Heart. So, except you can call it a beer heart.
We have lots of sponsorship opportunities. We also have golf opportunities, and you can find that on our website, havenhumane.org. You can register online now. And if you have any questions about any of that, you can call 241-5262 and talk to Diane and her team, who have done an amazing job with this.
I bet they have. Well, golf's always good.
Yeah, golf is fun. I've wanted to do a tournament for a long time, and I'm glad she did this. She's scrambling a little bit. She's learning about golf. She actually, our poster is amazing. She did a great job with the poster. I'll tell a quick story. She found a great dog picture, which it was lining up this putt. It's a really cool dog. I mean, it's perfect. And then she found out that in order to get the rights to the picture, it was like $1,000. And she was like, well, that's not going to happen. So she went home, grabbed her dog, went to Riverview and took pictures with her dog and came up with just some really, really good pictures. So the poster is
stole,
of her
you
dog.
You stole the intellectual.
Nope.
She's my own now.
She got her dog.
Now I'm
going to
go sell rights to those
pictures.
That's
right. That's what I told her.
Your
great.
Dog's lining a putt up.
Yeah. Yes. It's really cool. She actually looks like she's frustrated because she didn't make it because it's like 3 inches from the hole. It's a really cool picture. But I do want to, because I know we're running short on time, so I do want to.
We got all the time in the world here.
I do
like 5 minutes.
Want to say, yes, please come out for our Putt for Paws. It's going to be great, July 14th. But I do want to send out another big shout out to our volunteers. In the last week and a half, we have adopted out some dogs, two or three of them that have been at the shelter for over 200 days, which are some very, very high time dogs that the staff, the volunteers were very close to. And I want to thank our amazing staff, our amazing volunteers for. Continuing to keep those dogs sane and healthy and happy.
200 days. That's hard. I mean, that's hard to do.
Last week was a really good week. We adopted out some really high time dogs, which was really, really good. And one of the big reasons is because we have our Canine Good Citizen program that that Captain and Celeste have been working very hard with. And I think three, maybe even four, were Canine Good Citizen dogs. So they train them for the Canine Good Citizen program. We don't test them for that. That's up to the new owners to do it. But because of that, we've gotten some great dogs and taken a little bit of their energy and focused it a little more is what I'll say. And they have just become fantastic dogs. They went into some great, great homes. And I can't thank the volunteers enough. And then, you know, over the course of the last month and a half, we have had just tons of activities with, we had the super adoption event. We had a whole bunch of outreaches. We had Pet Fest. We had Project Homeless Connect. And we couldn't have done any of those without our fantastic staff, but also without our volunteers who came out and did a lot this last couple of months. And we just keep asking. We feel bad. And they keep coming out and responding. And I want to thank them from the bottom of my heart because they've been huge to helping us save animals' lives. And, you know, last week was a really good validation of that when we got, I mean, literally like three dogs that were over 200 days into loving forever homes. And it never would have happened if we didn't have the caring staff that we do and these amazing volunteers. So thank you so much.
And you always talk about your volunteers. And, you know, it can't be easy. But, you know, a lot of times volunteers in a lot of other places I hear just they don't show up. It's hard to count on. But not yours. You guys are out there all the time.
Yeah. In fact, we did the rodeo parade, 2 weekends ago? And we had a whole bunch of volunteers show up, and we walked six dogs through the parade, which was a lot of fun. It's always a big hit. And we had little cowboys in saddles on top of them, little stuffed cowboys in saddles on each of the dogs. It was very cute. Yeah, Bob was cracking up, from our amazing script that that Janet wrote. Can't thank her enough for all of her creativity with a lot of our projects. But, it was really good. And, it inspires me when I come to work and I see so many lime green shirts for our the neon green from our volunteers. They do such an amazing job and save so many lives every single year. So, we're one step closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets. And that's because of this amazing team. You know, it's the staff, it's the volunteers, it's the supporters, it's our media friends. You know, it's you and Linda and Bob and so many more that help us and do this. So we're hoping that we get a big turnout for our golf tournament because all that money goes towards helping us.
Yeah, they get to do fun events and fun. I mean, that's a lot of fun. It's a great group. And if anybody wants to be a part of this group, we would love to have more volunteers.
Well, you know, a lot of people think that this is easy. That getting they pull in the animals, big deal. But there's a personal buy-in from you and Diane and all your rest of your people. You can't do this for the money.
No.
It's too hard.
No.
It's absolutely too hard. So we're really proud to be able to be part of this too. So I'm going to be putting together my team. And I'll get it early, and we'll get the people in there. And the sponsor in a whole will be fun. Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much for being here. Tomorrow we're going to have on the head of the Shasta Cascade Wonderland organization, the one that does all the advertising and wants to bring people into the Shasta region up here, our Shasta Cascade region, and talk to her about how the plan is, how maybe the new city manager will have an impact on it, or what we're doing to bring in more and more people up here into our area, Northern California. Everybody have a great day. Now, go to Memorial Day. Go to our Civic Auditorium today. It's at 11 o'clock. It's at the Veterans Memorial Grove. It's going to be a super ceremony followed by a lunch right there at the Civic Auditorium. Remember, 11 o'clock Memorial Day service today. And we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Some changes in the White House personnel roster, as White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
President Trump's communications director, Mike Dubke, has resigned. According to White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, Dubke handed in his resignation before the president left for his international trip earlier this month. It's the first step in what could be a series of changes to the president's senior staff.
But presidential counselor Conway says all this talk of a staff shakeup at the White House is... it's a lot of hot air.
I always read things that simply aren't true. I work here every day. It's much more collaborative than people realize. I think that we're constantly being told by people who have never worked in